Squamish's own freestyle skier Cassie Sharp, 32, earned gold for Canada at the X Games on January 24, in Aspen, Colo. The two-time Olympic medalist earned 88.33 points for her performance on Buttermilk Mountain. China's Li Fanghui garnered silver, while Sharp's fellow Canadian, Amy Fraser, won bronze. This was Sharp's first such win since returning to competition in September, after taking two X Games off to have her daughter, Luella. After her win, she raised the bundled-up youngster into the air. "We back in X Games mode, baby," she said on Instagram. Later, she told the Squamish chief that this year, she wanted to come into competition, with the ease and demeanor of just being happy to be here. "I was trying to, and will continue to try to, keep the pressure off of this season as I get my feet back under me, metaphorically and literally. It was a win of her mental strength and attitude, as she said she came into the competition physically a little worse for wear. I honestly am a little beat up," she said. "I took a bad crash training in Calgary leading up to the event, so I was in the mentality of, I can just do my best." This was her third X Games gold and sixth medal at the Games total. Watching her, Sharp seems happier overall competing these days. Asked about this, she pointed to a change in perspective since becoming a mom. "I think coming back from having my daughter and priorities shifting, it has put different pressures and enjoyment into what I'm doing now. I know it's not going to last forever, so I'm soaking it all up the best I can now," she said. "Being my third X Games gold, sixth medal, is so special, but for it to be my first X Games back from a torn ACL and having my daughter is so unreal, to have her watch my comeback." Sharp has more competitions coming up, including the World Cup in Calgary February 14 to 16, but not before she is home for a bit in early February. "I would love to say thank you to my friends and family in Squamish that rally behind me. It takes a village," she said. Tilda with files from CBC Sports.